A little bit of a different topic you may or may not have heard about before here. You might have read about it if you're a reader of Green Medicine Newsletter. But did you know that two major medical journals, considered by many to be the most important in these United States, have actually refused to print or acknowledge the existence of research about a safe, effective, natural treatment for nausea and vomiting of pregnancy? Well, here's the proof, folks, if you weren't aware of this. And, of course, a large majority of obstetrics and gynecology doctors don't know about this safe and rapidly effective treatment for nausea and vomiting pregnancy either. One of the big reasons they don't know is to be found in replies received by me to letters to the editor about this safe and rapidly effective treatment. And by the way, folks, this safe and rapidly effective treatment was actually published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology by Richard Merkel in 1952. And I only tripped over it because for the first 8 years I was in practice, having had quite a bit of obstetrics and gynecology background, I helped catch babies at home. Home deliveries, they're called. I wasn't doing any delivering. That was the mom. I was just there to catch them. Okay, well, anyway, here's an email communication that I sent to the New England Journal of Medicine on October 25th, 2010, in response to an article that they had previously published in that journal in 2010. And remember, the publication, the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, was 1952. Anyway, an article they had previously published in that journal in 2010 that told their readers that there was no reliably effective treatment for nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. Well, I knew there was. In those 8 years, I'd worked with a lot of ladies with nausea and vomiting pregnancy, and almost all of them got rid of it in 3 days. I didn't do it. I copied it from the doc who put it in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Dr. Merkel. Now, here's what my email to the New England Journal of Medicine said. Thank you for the comprehensive review of nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. From the 1970s to the present, I have found the treatment with vitamins K, 3, and C described by Richard Merkel, Dr. Richard Merkel, in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology to be safe and effective in the very large majority of nauseated, vomiting pregnant women. In 70 women suffering from this problem, Dr. Merkel used 5 milligrams of vitamin K3 and 25 milligrams of vitamin C given at the same time. He insisted they had to be given at the same time, not different times a day, reporting that 64 of 70 had complete remission within 72 hours. That's 64 of 70 in 3 days, and that's 91% got rid of their nausea and vomiting pregnancy. 3 were relieved of vomiting, but nausea persisted, and 3 did not respond at all. Now, 3 of 70 is a very small percent. Dr. Merkel emphasized that simultaneous administration is necessary for this treatment to be successful, as 25 milligram tablets or capsules of vitamin C have not been available for years. I have used, that's me, 50 milligrams of vitamin C with 5 milligrams of vitamin K3 with the same degree of success. I have also observed that the occasional treatment failure can frequently be reversed with simultaneous injections instead of oral administration of the same vitamins. And assigned the thing. Now, here's the reply I got back on November 5th. 2010. Dr. Wright, I am sorry we will not be able to print your recent letter to the editor regarding the article of 14th October 2010. Now, that was there. That was when they printed that article that said there was no reliable relief for nausea and vomiting pregnancy. Okay, to continue that email sent back to me, the space available for correspondence is very limited, and we must use our judgment to present a representative selection of material received. Many worthwhile communications must be declined for lack of space. Thank you for your interest in the journal. Sincerely, Karen G. Solomon, MD, Deputy Editor, New England Journal of Medicine. Now, my email letter was 180 words. How much space is that going to take? And not at all a long one. But there was not enough space available. Can you imagine such a response if this safe, rapidly effective, within 3 days treatment was patented and sold by a patent medicine company? Let's hope that Dr. Karen G. Solomon, who wrote the rejection reply, never suffers from nausea and vomiting pregnancy herself. Now, unfortunately, the New England Journal of Medicine isn't the only major medical journal which has refused to inform its readers that this rapidly safe, totally effective, 91% of the time, totally effective, eliminating nausea and vomiting pregnancy in 3 days, treatment for nausea and vomiting pregnancy exists. In October of 2016, another major American medical journal, the Journal of the American Medical Association, refused to inform physicians, and of course, without publications, the physicians won't know to inform their patients. They refused to inform physicians that this safe, rapidly effective, again within 3 days, folks, cure for the large majority, 64 of 70, that's 91%, of women with nausea and vomiting pregnancy varying from mild to severe. Now, in October 2016, the Journal of the American Medical Association published its own review of treatments for nausea and vomiting pregnancy. Predictably, the conclusion was, once again, that there's no really effective treatment, although maybe vitamin B6 might help sometimes. That was their conclusion. Hoping that the Journal of the American Medical Association would have enough compassion for women with nausea and vomiting pregnancy to publish information contained in a letter of less than 200 words, it was actually 180, so that doctors reading it might advise their patients to try it. It's safe. It's rapidly effective. So I sent a very similar email letter to the editors of the Journal of the American Medical Association. This time I titled the email, "From the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology," which I thought might convince them that the information wouldn't be considered as just more of that quack natural medicine. Unfortunately for women who experience nausea and vomiting during pregnancy, the editors of the American Journal of the American Medical Association refused to publish the e-letter, just like those folks, yes, I am getting excited, just like those folks at the New England Journal of Medicine. Even though AMA Journal's own review of the subject had concluded there is no effective remedy, the possibility of a safe, rapidly effective cure, oh, that's not important enough to publish. Now, perhaps if either of the editors who signed this refusal letter should become pregnant and develop pregnancy-related nausea and vomiting, the letter might be assigned behind a greater priority. What do you think? Now, the title of my email was, "Effective Treatment for Nausea and Vomiting During Pregnancy, American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, 1952. And here was my email letter text. "To the editor, Journal of the American Medical Association, thank you for the comprehensive review of treatment of nausea and vomiting pregnancy published in your journal, October 4th, 2016. Perhaps the following information would be of interest. In 1952, Dr. Richard L. Merkel, M.D., published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology concerning a safe, effective treatment for the large majority, 91%, of women with nausea and vomiting pregnancy. In 70 such women, Merkel used 5 milligrams of vitamin K3 and 25 milligrams of vitamin C as ascorbic acid given simultaneously orally, reporting that 64 of 71 had complete remission within 72 hours. I know I'm repeating myself, folks. This is what was in the email to the New England Journal of Medicine, too. But I want to let you know precisely what I had to say and how they replied at the Journal of the American Medical Association. Okay, of the remaining 6, 3 were relieved of vomiting, but nausea persisted, and 3 did not respond. 3 of 70. Merkel emphasized that simultaneous administration is necessary for this treatment to be successful. And then I told him since the 1970s, I'll summarize this part, I'd had the exact same good luck as Merkel. That's not luck. That's a scientific research publication. I was able to copy that, and it works. Okay, so here's the reply I got back. "Dr. Wright, thank you for your recent letter to the editor. Unfortunately, because of many submissions we receive and our space limitations in the letters section, we're unable to publish your letter in the Journal of the American Medical Association. After considering the opinions of our editorial staff, we determined your letter did not receive a high enough priority rating for publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association. We're able to publish only a small fraction of the letters submitted each year, which means that published letters must have an extremely high rating. You are welcome to contact the corresponding author of the article, although we cannot guarantee a response. We do appreciate you taking the time to write us, and thank you for the opportunity to look at your letter." Now remember, folks, this is the outfit that just told us that there was no effective treatment, just like the New England Journal did some 6 years before. and they don't want to let people know that there is one? Okay, sincerely yours, Jody W. Zilke, Deputy Editor, Lisa Harding, JAMA, Journal of the Medical Association, Editorial Assistant, Letters Section Editor. And they even gave me their emails and phone numbers. If anybody wants to call the Journal of the American Medical Association about this, here goes their phone number. And this is the one for, Lisa Zilke, Deputy Editor. Phone 312-464-2405. 312-464-2405 and 312-464-2405. Since both medical journals had printed articles telling us that there is no dependable remedy to rapidly eliminate nausea and vomiting pregnancy, it must have been an important topic, or they wouldn't have printed those articles. And ask any pregnant, nauseated and barfing pregnant woman if it's important or not. Now, one might think that less than 200 words, 180 to be precise, describing a rapidly effective in 91% of the women who tried it, treatment, published previously in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology might be important, but apparently not. Yeah, I do get kind of upset about that kind of stuff, folks. They tell us that natural medicine is quackery. So, when we send them something from a major medical journal, American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, that's a natural treatment for something they just printed something about that there wasn't any treatment, they can't publish it. Less than 180 words. Okay, many of us may remember the folk singer Pete Seeger. These email letters and replies reminded me of his song, When Will They Ever Learn? With apologies to Mr. Seeger, I have altered the lyrics somewhat to explain why the editors of the New England Journal of Medicine and Journal of the American Medical Association could not publish very brief letters about a rapidly effective and safe cure for women suffering from nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. Now, I don't sing very well, but despite that, here's the revised, also retitled Pete Seeger song. I retitled it Song of the Healthcare Industry, and here's how it goes. Where has all the caring gone? Long time passing. Where has all the caring gone? Long time ago. Where has all the caring gone? They're maximizing dollars, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? My apologies for my lousy singing skills. Okay, folks, back to Green Medicine Radio.